Okay, today we are on Yuma Daf Mem. Yuma Daf Mem, as we are deep into the special Avodah of Yom Kippur. And again, this perek is Taraf B'Kalfi, when the Kohen Gadol sticks his hands into the Kalfi, into the little basket, and he pulls out the two pieces that one says Lashem, one says Lazazel. That is today's topic, the Hagrala, the lottery that takes place in order to determine Lashem and Lazazel. This is unique amongst all parts of Avodah, right? The Kohen Gadol does not choose himself. I want this one to be Lashem, this one to be Lazazel. We'll see later on, B'Hashem in the Masechta, that these two goats look exactly alike. Exactly, they cost the same, and the same height, and the same age, and the same color. And one of them is going to be offered Lashem inside the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them is in Lazazel that will be pushed off the cliff, and with it, all of the sins, bringing atonement to Klal Yisrael. So which one is chosen? So that's based on this Hagrala. The Kohen Gadol sticks his hand in. When in the good times, the right hand picked up the one that says Lashem, and the left one picked up the one that says to the cliff Lazazel, but we saw that was a Siman Tov. But other times it did not work out that way. But whichever one, the two goats were standing in front of him, and he stuck his hands in. And that's based on a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah tells us, this is not Torah Shebaal Peh, this is Torah Shebichsav. The Torah tells us in Parshas Achremos, he takes the par, and he's makriv his par, v'lokach eshnei asirim, he takes the two goats, v'hemido sam lefnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed, and he stands them up in front of the Ohel Moed, v'nosan Aaron al shnei asirim goalos, and he will put on each of the goats a goral. So it does not say that he makes the goral, but it's obvious. If he's taking one, so he must have picked it. So he puts his hand, he puts a goral on one of the goats, goral echad Lashem, v'goral echad Lazazel. Right? One Lashem, one Lazazel, that is what is done. So interesting, in the Torah, what's mentioned is the hanacha, the placement of the gorals on each of the se'irim, right? V'nasan Aharon, goral Hashem, and goral la'azazel, right? The Kohen Gadol cannot determine it himself, it's a goral, and that's what he does. The Gemara here, on yesterday's daf on Laflamates, on today's daf, has fascinating discussions of this hagrala, and that's what we're going to talk about today. First of all, the Gemara has a machlokes on Laflamates Mabez. Do you really need to do it? Do you need the hagrala? Says the Gemara, Amrab Yanai, Alias Goro Mitokalfi Ma'akeves. Yes, it is Ma'akev. The Kohen Gadol can't just decide and say, I'm going to take this one and put it on this goat. No, the Goro is Ma'akev. Hanacha in a Ma'akeves. But putting it onto the goat is not Ma'akev, even though that's what's written in the Torah. Right? That part is not Ma'akev, meaning as long as he chooses, then it's it's automatic that the one that was on the right side and he picked up the right Lashem, that's going to be Lashem. Reb Yochanan Amar Af Aliyah Ani Ma'akeves. Reb Yochanan says even picking it up is not Ma'akev. Wow, even Aliyah is not Ma'akeves. Why? Rashi explains, even Reb Yochanan agrees that's what you should do. That's what you should do. But if you did it, it's okay. Af Aliyah Ani Ma'akeves, Rashi says, V'im Yikra HaKohen Shem Chatas Al-Achas V'Shem Azazel Al-Chaveiro Hukvu'u Below HaGrala. If the Kohen Gadol takes the goats and just points to one and says, you're Lashem and you're Lazazel, that works. That works according to Rabbi Yochanan. She'ein HaGrala Ma'akeves Ela Shechiser Mitzvah. You're missing something. You're missing an element of what should be done, but it is not Ma'akev. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yanai. We paskin that it is Ma'akev. The Rambam, where do you look for this? Right? It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Avodah, but it's in the Rambam. The Rambam in Avodah is Yom Kippurim. Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Shnei Agorolos, Echad Kasuv, Echalav, Lashev, Echad Kasuv, Alazazel, Vim Ksherim Mikol, Dover, Beimena Eis, Beimena Evan, Beimena Matachas. They can be made out of anything. Okay, we'll learn these details as we go through the Masechta. Wood, stone, Avaloye, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan. The Goralos have to be exactly the same. They have to be the same size, the same material. You can't make one of silver and one of stone. Right, El Shnayim Shavim Vishal Eitz Hayu, but they were made of wood. Ube Bayisheni also some Shalzav. Then they made them out of gold for Bayisheni. Vichulu Heichan Magril BeMizrach Azara BeTzvona Mizbeach. Where was the Agrala done? East of the Azara, north of the Mizbeach, northeast of the Azara, in the Azara. Manichan Sham BaHakalfi UMaamid Din Sheyasir Pneiim LaMayer VaChorim LaMizrach. And the Kohen Gadol stands there and he sticks his hand in. Taraf Bakalfi, he mixes around. The Halosh Neagarolos Bishne Yadav. Lushneim Sheyas Irim. Upaseach Yadav. He sticks his hand in and then he opens his hand and he sees. And as is described, the one of the hands that is lifted up, the one that is Lashem. You put him on v'imlo nasan lo ikev avachiser mitzvah. If you don't put it on, so then that's okay. But the Rama continues, Shehanacha mitzvah, we'll get back to this Lashem in a minute, but let's just read it now quickly. Shehanacha mitzvah she'ena ma'akeves v'hagrala ma'akeves. Avi she'ena avoda. Hagrala is ma'akev, right? Even though it's not technically an avoda, it is ma'akev. You can't just do it, decide yourself, the Kohen Gadol can't decide himself, which one will be for which goat. The Chashuk Yecheved, Rav Zilberstein here wonders why this works if he didn't do what he was supposed to do in the ideal way. He's supposed, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that he's supposed to do it. Rabbi Yana agrees that you have to do it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, asked the Chashuk Yechemed, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why isn't this what's called a bitul shlichus? You're the shliach of Am Yisrael. You didn't do it in the perfect way, so we should say we didn't send you to do this. And the whole thing, even though the evidence is okay, but the whole thing should be messed up. What is this like? This is his question. One of the Gedolei Yisrael was Mesader Kiddushin, and he's under the chuppah, and he is about to say the brachas, and he takes the wine, and he's so excited. And Baruch Hashem Gevach Halam Shakol the Eved Varo. Oh, instead of saying Baruch Paragav, he says Shakol, and he realized like, oh gosh, I messed up. So what does he do? He says, "Hold on, Masada Kedushin, Rak Shliach Al Bracha." V'chazu Abirich V'chadish Bari Piragafen. What did he do? He said it Bari Piragafen. Said it Bari Piragafen. 1 second, the Shulchan Aruch says if you said Shahakol on wine, you're okay, right? So why would you say a Bari Piragafen? So they asked him, right? He's such a lamdin, but he messed up. But everybody makes mistakes. But they asked him, how can you make another bracha, right? You were Yotzei. He says, no. If it was just me, I'm Yotzei. But I'm the Shliach of the Chassid and the Kala. And if I'm the shliach of the chassid and the kala, so then I didn't act properly. And if I messed up the shlichus, the whole thing is null and void. So I have to make the bracha again. Because that shahaka was the wrong one. The chassid could say, I want the bracha lechadchila. I want it to be a perfect marriage. And because there was a bit of a shlichus, so therefore it's null and void. That's why he made the new bracha of Bari Paragafen. And the achronim discussed this, but they related to Our Gemara, the Kohen Gadol messed up. He's supposed to do, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's supposed to do the Hagrala. He didn't do the Hagrala. We should say, okay, forget it. The whole thing doesn't work. But we don't say that. So why is that? Why don't we say that the whole thing is batel? Imkein nomar le Kohen Gadol shu shina mishlichuso vehechzer mitzvah Hagrala v'imkein tespata shlichuso v'yagil v'chadash. Do it again, right? Do it again. So the answer that he quotes two points. Number one. The Gemara elsewhere in Kiddushin and Nedarim wonders, right? The Kohanim are who shlichim? Are they our shlichim or are they God's shlichim? Right? Shluchei derachmana u shluchei didan. Right? When I give the Kohen my animal to be makriv. So that is an important question. The Gemara says, big nafkamina, what if I'm mutar hana from a Kohen? What if this Kohen is not somebody that I like so much? So I accepted mutar hana. I'm not allowed to get any benefit from him. So if he's my shliach, he can't act for me. If he's God's shliach, then he can act for me, right? Because he's not acting for me, he's acting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe, right, the Kohen Gadol is not my shliach. It's Hashem's shliach. So the regular shlichus doesn't work. So that's number one. Right, the Gemara in Kiddushin Chav Gimel, Hani Kohani Shluchei D'Rachman Eninu, V'imkein Eino Klal Shliach Shal Am Yisrael. So he says, Eino, you can't say that, because it's a Bayit of Lifshita, that Gemara doesn't answer the question, so it could very well be that he's our shliach too. But he says, Ulai Efshel Yashif, De Mitzvahs Hagrala. Is the mitzvah hagrala really on Klal Yisrael? The mitzvah hagrala, this is the Rav Zilberstein, he mitzvah shel hakohen hamakriv. Ve'im lo higril, hu zeh she'echzer mitzvah shelo. He lost his mitzvah. Is the mitzvah hagrala on all of Klal Yisrael? They're going to get the kapara of the karban. But the mitzvah of hagrala is not on me. Aval hakapara shel hatzibur lo nifka ma'idei zeh. Ve'lo doma lechason shebirchas hakefen she'echaz lo. It's not similar to the Bari Paragafen, that belongs to the Chassan. Fine, he's doing it for him. So he says, I don't think there will be a problem. I don't think you can compare it in this case. Okay, so that's the Chashuk Echemet just relating to our case. But again, we paskin Machlokas Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yanai that the Hagrala is Ma'akev. The question that is asked by Rav Soloveitchik and some other Achronim, this is everything I'm going to say from Rav Soloveitchik here, is in the Shiuri HaGrid that is on our daf that was put out for the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. What is it about the Hagrala that's crucial? Why does the Kohen Gadol have to do it? Is it the act itself? The act itself is crucial. This is part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. There are many special aspects and actions that have to be done. You have to bring special a fire in the Ketores, and you have to shech this, and you have to do that. This is part, if you say it's Ma'akev, it's because this is a Maisa that is required for the Avodah. Or maybe it's not the act itself, but it's what the act accomplishes. The chalos of the act. We'll see what difference does it make. Maybe it's the chalos of the act that makes the difference. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests, his chakira. L'das Rav Yana, Yish Levarer, Ma Ma'akev Bahagrala, Maisa Ha'aliyah Kishela Atzmo, Kechelek Miseder Avodas Hayom, is it the act itself? O Totsa Aso, Tahainu Chalos HaShemos Bechefsa Shel HaKarbanos. The Kohen Gadol has to determine these se'irim, which is which, through the Hagrala. That's the goal. Not the Hagrala itself. Is it he has to do the Hagrala, or is it he has to determine the status of each of the goats through the Hagrala? L'may nafka mina. He says, first of all, maybe that's the 2 days here on the bottom of Chaf Labatas Mabes. The Gemara relates the Machlokas, Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, to the Machlokas later on between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the Kohen Gadol's avodos that are done in the Big Day Lavan, right, the special begadim for the that he goes inside with, are those ma'akev bachutz? The avodos shall Big Day Lavan bachutz, are those ma'akev? So there is a machlokas here, machlokas, the Gemara has 2 days here, whether the reason that Rabbi Yanai says it's ma'akev is because it's an avoda bachutz, that's ma'akev, or no, not that it's an avodah bachutz, even if avodah bachutz are not ma'akev, but there's a special pasuk here. Special pasuk that this is going to be ma'akev. So maybe that gufa, says Rav Soloveitchik, is this machlokas. If you compare it to other avodos, ha'na'asos bachutz, so then you would say that this is a regular act that has to be done. But if it's not compared to that, it's a special din, it's not compared to other actions. Other actions, other maisim that are done bachutz outside the Kodesh Kodashim, right, are not ma'akev if they're done in Big Day Lavan. But this one is. So maybe the point is because this is it's not the act itself, but it is what comes out of the act. Also, what might be related to this, Rav Soloveitchik doesn't focus on this point of it, and that is he has to choose it through a lottery. But does he have to have the kalfi and then take the pieces of wood out? So that's the machlokas. The Ritva here says, right here on yesterday's daf, Lamateso Beis, the ain kalfi atzmo daraisa. It's not daraisa. You don't actually need this kalfi. Right? And the Tosfos Yeshanim says it is daraisa. Machlokas Rishonim. Whether this wooden basket is going to be daraisa or not. Again, the more it's focused on the action itself, the more there would be requirements for the action. A specific action, like the kalfi. But if you say it's more about the effect of it, about the chalos, then maybe there'll be more flexibility. But where does this chakira really come up? It comes up in the language of the Rambam that we read before. Let's go back to that Rambam. The Rambam in Avodas Yom Kippurim. What does he say? That, go back a step. Is a Yisrael allowed to do the Hagrala? Azar. Right, we had a few weeks ago, we had a shir about Shechita Kshir Bazar. Azar is allowed to do Shechita. He's not allowed to do the other Avodas. Because the Gemara says, Shechita Lav Avodahi. So what about Hagrala? This lottery, let's say the Azar picks up the piece and gives it to the Kohen Gadol. Does that work? Says the Rambam, no. Azar is not allowed to do it. Why? Says the Rambam, Shahanacha mitzvah she'ena ma'akeves, v'hagrala ma'akeves, putting each of them on the se'ir is not ma'akev, but the Hagrala itself is ma'akev, afal pi she'ena avoda. Even though it's not an avoda, Hagrala is not an avoda, it's not one of the avodos, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, but it's still ma'akev. Lefichach, hanacha k'shera bizar. Because the placement of the item on the se'ir is not ma'akev. That's why Yazar is allowed to do it. V'ha'aliyah sagaralos ben ha'kalfi ulubazar. But taking them out of the kalfi, that's psulubazar, because it is ma'akev. So the Rambam says, if it's ma'akev, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. If it's not ma'akev, Azar is allowed to do it. That's the Rambam. Ask the Lechem Mishnah, why does the Rambam say that? Shechita is ma'akev, and Azar is allowed to do it. Right, why should, just because you have to do it. If it has to be, the Rambam says, if it has to be done, then the Kohen Gadol has to do it. If it doesn't have to be done, then Azar can do it. What do you mean? Shechita has to be done. Shechita has to be done, and Azar is allowed to do it. So you see, those two don't go together. That's the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah right here. Masha v'divar Rabbeinu to be shumda ma'akva psula bazar. V'kasha, just because it's ma'akev, because it has to be done, it's possible bazar. What about shechita? What about shechita? And therefore, the Lechem Mishnah has a problem with the Rambam. The truth is, Rav Soloveitchik points out, that it's a beferish Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi right here says the exact same thing as the Rambam. Right? Exact same thing. That's where the Rambam gets it from. Mistama. So, the question is, just because it's ma'akev, right, that equation doesn't work. So the Lechem Mishnah himself says, maybe there's a difference between, right, Shechita and Hagrala are both lav avodahi. But maybe Shechita lav avoda is much more distant and intense. It's totally not an avoda, and Azar is allowed to do it. Hagrala, it's still somewhat of an avoda, even though it's technically lav avoda. V'yesh doesn't explain more. V'yesh lamar d'shchita lo dami lahacha d'hasam lav avoda klal. Why? Shenoheges b'chulin obanashim avodim. Shchita you have by non-kachim animals too. It's totally not an avoda. Mashenkin b'hagrala d'lo kari la she'ena avoda ela mishum d'ikaman d'amar d'kshir b'skan u'gudakaz avarashi zal. Right? It's still somewhat of an avoda. Right, he limits the hagrala lav avodahi for the Rambam, and maybe that's why Azar can't do it. But maybe there's another answer for the lechem mishnah. But first, Rav Soloveitchik gets another question. We had on yesterday's daf also. The question is, who does the hagrala? So the mishnah says, well, we hold it that the Kohen Gadol sticks both his hands in, takes out the pieces, one in his right hand, one in his left hand. But if you look in the brisa that we had yesterday, that Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that the Kohen Gadol and his assistant do it. Haskan of the Kohen Gadol. They each stick their right hand in, so it's all in the right hands. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol, then how could the skan do it? How could there be a daya? We don't pask in that way, but how could Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Eliezer say that a skan can help? It has to be the Kohen Gadol. The Hagrol is ma'akev, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. How is it that the skan, the assistant, is allowed to do it? And even what we hold, right, what does the Mishnah say? Why do we reject the skan from doing it? Not because of a fundamental reason of, oh, it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. No, the Mishnah says, no, because we say the left hand of the Kohen Gadol is just as good as the right hand of the skan. Right, that's why we reject that possibility. But fundamentally, it doesn't sound like the skan is a problem. The question is, why isn't the skan a problem? How could the skan help? That's the Tosfos Yeshanim's kasha. Right here, the Tosfos Yeshanim on Yuma in general, we don't do enough of it, but Tosfos Yeshanim is defining, and everyone is great. Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, Teima l'Rebbe, Eich machnes haskan yado lahagril, ha'maskinan l'shmaitzin, to the Rebbe Yehuda hagrala ma'akeves, v'mavodahi enek shir el b'koin gondol. So how could the skan do it? How is the skan is able to do it? So, two kashas. The Rambam, number one, why did the Rambam say that if it's ma'akev, the Zohar can't do it? If it's not ma'akev, then the Zohar can't do it. Should it make a difference? Why is that different than Shechita? And number two, why could the skan be able to do it? Good. So maybe one final question from today's daf that we'll answer. The Gemara here on daf Mem Amabez. Today's daf. What happens? The Kohen Gadol wants to give everybody a good feeling on Yom Kippur. So what happens? He sticks his hands in and he sees that the left hand is the one that came out with the one Lashem and the right hand is the one Lazazel. And that's pretty depressing, because everybody knows that it's a good simin if the right hand gets Lashem and the left hand gets Lazazel. Could he switch them? That's the Gemara's question. Could he switch them? Shaul Talmidav as Rabbi Akiva. Allah b'smol ma'ushi achzor liyamin. Can he switch them? So says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The Hagrol is ma'akev. Of course he can't switch it. V'amir Hagrol ma'akva. V'kivan takavati smol hechi ma'adrinan lei. Right? How can you switch it? So, no, Amarava Hachi Gamrile. Allah Goro Basmol, Maushiach Zirulo Ulisiro. No, you switch the animals too. You don't have to switch the Gorolos. Can you switch the animals too? Right? So that's the Gemara says that's the Gemara question. But what was the Gemara's Kasha? Of course you can't. Once you did the Hagrala, it's done. You can't switch it. So again, let's think about that, says Rev Soloveitchik. If Hagrala is Ma'akeves, you can't switch it. If the Hagrala is not Ma'akeves, that it's Maisa Ba'alma. If the Hagrala, what was the Gemara's original thought? Maybe if the Hagrala, Gemara says, if it's Ma'akeves, of course you can't switch it. What does that mean? If it's not Ma'akeves, then you would be able to switch it. Right? That's the Gemara's assumption. The Gemara says, Kivan de Kavate Smo, Vahamrid, Hagrala Ma'akva. The Kivan de Kavate Smo, Lechem Adrinalei. What does it sound like from there? That if Hagrala is not Ma'akeves, then you can switch it. Why? What's the lumdis? What's the svar behind the machlokas? Hagrala Ma'akeves, Hagrala Ina Ma'akeves. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Kohen Gadol has to be the one that determines, for sure. The question is, does he have to determine through his words, through his dibur? That's Hagrala Ina Ma'akeves. He decides, see, even if he did the Hagrala, he doesn't have to hold it, he can switch it. His Dibur, Hagrala Ma'akeves means the Hagrala of the Kohen Gadol has to be Ma'akeves. The Kohen Gadol has to be the Koveya. The only issue is whether it's through the Maisa Hagrala or through the Dibur. Or through the Dibur. So, to answer the Lechem Mishnah, says Soloveitchik, in a Chinami, as an Avoda HaMa'akeves, as an act that's Ma'akev, the Tzar should be able to do it. Just like the Tzar could do Shechita. Just as an act that's ma'akev, the Tzar should be able to do it. But you know what the problem is? It's the Hagrala aspect that the Kohen Gadol determines through the act that the Tzar can't do. That the Tzar can't do. That's what Hagrala Ma'akeves means. You need the Kohen Gadol to use the Hagrala to make this decision. If it's just an action, then it's like Shechita. Even if it's ma'akev, that the Tzar could do it. But this isn't just an action. If you hold Hagrala's ma'akeves, which is what we hold, Rabbi Yanai, what does that mean? It means the Kohen Gadol has to make this decision through the Hagrala, so that cannot be done by a Tzar. And that's different than Shechita. Shechita is just an action. Hagrala is an action that has a result, and it's that result that is crucial, and that's what the Kohen Gadol... And that's what the Kohen Gadol can't do. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says, just to read his words. Denira, de ha'ikov eino mitzad kiyum maisa hagrala, ele mitzad kfius ha-se'irim al yedei ha-goro. De ma-goro ma'akev hare alias goro ma'akovas, u'mishim kach eino kshir el b'Kohen Gadol. Ve'ilu im eino ma'akev af eino koveya, mimela shalia kshir bizar. So what's he, why it's psula bizar, ze mitzad acher legamre. Because this decides the destiny of the Seirim. And that's why, by the way, Hanacha is not Ma'akev. Right? We paskin, putting it on the goats is not Ma'akev, because it's already determined. It's already decided through the action that determines that the Hanacha is not Koveya anything. And what about if a Tzar does it all, if a Skan helps out? If a Skan helps out, that's okay. Why? As long as the Kohen Gadol is doing part of it. If the Kohen Gadol takes out one and the Skan takes out the other one, the Kohen Gadol is still deciding. Because once he takes out one, the other one, Mamela, is determined, you know, whatever it is. Right? If the Skan does both, that's a problem. If a Tzar does both, it's a problem. But the fact that the Kohen Gadol is involved in it, the Kfiya Shem is done by the Kohen Gadol. His half is Koveya, the other half too. And therefore, that would be allowed. And that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim himself seems to say. If you look back at the answer, right? What did he answer? He asked this question: how could the Skan do it? What's his answer? Ve'omer Rebbe, she'ein kolkach avoda shaharei al yedei Kohen Gadol misbararim hasi'irim. The Kohen Gadol is the one that's doing it anyway. What do you mean the Skan's doing half of it? No. Once the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol picks up half, so that determines the other half, and it is still. It is still good enough. One other point to mention, and that is, again, there's a lot more to mention, but just maybe we'll mention one other, and that is here on Lama Tesla Bays, the Tosfos Yeshanim also asks that the Gemara says later on that Chafina, when we take the Ketores and we get enough Ketores, a handful of the Ketores before we go into the Kohen Gadol, even though that's done outside, it's called a Hechsher Bifnim. It's an avoda that leads up to the avoda inside, and therefore the rules of avodas pnim would apply to it. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, why wouldn't you say the same thing by Hagrala? By Hagrala, isn't that leading up to the seer going inside? So it should be ma'akev, because it should be like an avoda bifnim. V'tema, heichi chashiv hacha Hagrala, dvarim hanasim b'gdei lovin mibachutz. It says, chafin is dvarim hanasim b'gdei lovin bifnim, hol v'tzorach pnimu. So first he quotes from Reb Elchanan. He says, no. Well, this Nagrala determines the Seir Lazazel also. It's not going in, that's going out to the cliff. So just as much as it's determining in, it's determining out. So you can't call it an Avodah Bifnim. But then he has another answer, which Reb Soloveitchik first suggests. Then he says, maybe that's what he's saying. When you say an act bifnim, an act bachutz, is called a hechsher bifnim, that doesn't mean it's just because the next step is going to be pnim, so you have to treat this as pnim. No. It's just that, could you look at this as tchilas avodas pnim? Could you look at this as the first part of the process? So if the process is an inside process, even though this part takes a place outside, it's all one process and you can call it pnim. So when I take a handful of the ketores and I go inside, that taking the handful is looked at as tchilas avodas ketores bifnim. That's why it's called pnim. Here, hagrala, this isn't the beginning of the shechita. No, this is an act that determines which one. That's not tchilas avoda. It's just determining the koveya. And that's why it's not like chafina. And that's what the Tosafot HaShanim also seem to say. Tagrala. It's just the place where you call each sa'ir. So therefore, that fits into what Rav Soloveitchik said. The hagrala is the koveya of the animals, and that's what has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Either hagrala ma'akva, meaning it's done through the action of hagrala, or it is done through the dibur, and hagrala is only lechatchila. Okay, there's a lot of symbolism of the seirim, which hopefully we will talk about another shiur in terms of why they have to be exactly the same and the relationship between the two. But we'll leave this for today about hagrala.